Ambition is defined as a strong desire to achieve something, and it usually requires determination and hard work. But what does it really mean in real life? And how do you turn your ambitions into reality? In this 10-minute mini episode from What I Wish I Knew with Mike Irwin and Simon Dawe, we talk with four people who absolutely can offer insights on how to achieve your ambition.
Anne Hyatt was an executive partner to Jeff Bezos during the formative years at Amazon, and later executive partner to Eric Schmidt at Google. Her new book, Bet on Yourself, is available now. Bob Reif was CEO of Merrell Footwear, Reef Sandals, and Sanuk. As head of Nike Golf, he had a young player named Tiger Woods. Cody Horton had a distinguished career in the US Navy before leading roles at Walmart, Microsoft, and Deloitte. He now leads diversity recruiters and has hired thousands of people. Hannah Ingram Moore started a company in Spain that she sold to Motorola and held leading roles with Swatch, Mulberry Group, and The Gap. She founded the Matrix Group latterly in the UK, as well as the Captain Tom Foundation.
Welcome to What I Wish I Knew with Mike Irwin and Simon Dawe, where we dive into life lessons from athletes, entrepreneurs, experts, leaders, writers, and difference makers. They all have three things in common. None are perfect. All are humble, and they've learned a few things along the way. In What I Wish I Knew, they share those lessons with me. Please subscribe, follow, and rate us on your favorite podcast platform, and join our email list at whatiwishiknewshow.com.
So let's dive in into how to turn your ambition into reality. Anne Hyatt held leading roles with tech giants Amazon and with Google in the formative days before either were nearly as big as they've become. She's worked closely with Jeff Bezos at Amazon and with Eric Schmidt and Marissa Meyer at Google. In this segment, Anne talks about failure, learning, and letting people know what you want.
I think if I was going back to that early self, I would definitely encourage someone at that stage of their career. Maybe you're not in a job where you're working directly for a celebrity CEO, but you do have some opportunities to stretch yourself and go beyond your job description and not feel limited by what your peers are doing. I'm so glad that in that environment, it was one in which when I raised my hand, people listened. When I asked for a seat at the table, I could earn it. It wasn't always given to me right away. They would be like, right, I see that you have this ambition. Here's the five things you need to do to be ready for that. And I would do them immediately. And so I would say, don't be afraid to show your ambition. Let people know where your talents or your interests lie and ask for the growth plan. If you're going up for a promotion the very first time and you don't get it, or you want to be seen as a leader or get that big client account, ask for it early and set that stage really early, like maybe in your interview of this is where I want to go. And so then you can reverse engineer it. You understand from your manager, you're both on the same page of your trajectory, and you could just really map out the plan to doing that. When I later became a manager later in my career at Google, I'd love to have that conversation with people I was looking to hire of like, where do you want to go? A big theme for me, and I say this almost on a daily basis, I firmly believe that your job should give as much to you as you give to it. And for me, that's always been a very high bar. And for me, what I want my job to give to me is as much learning as possible. I want to challenge myself and learn as much as I possibly can. So that makes it worth it to me to take these risks and risk people seeing that I'm not perfect, that I don't know what I'm doing, that I'm making mistakes. And Silicon Valley is really famous for celebrating failures. What I think a lot of people don't understand is when we talk about failure, we mean learning. You can literally swap those words one for one. We celebrate not the failure, we celebrate what we learned that could not have been learned any other way other than to try it, pivot, try it again. It's really the cycle of pivoting early and often and not being afraid of those little moments.
Bob Reif has turned ambitions into reality for footwear companies like Merrell, Reef Sandals, Sanuk, and Nike Golf. In this segment, Bob talks about figuring out who you really are.
If you want to learn something about yourself, hang out in the creative community, and you will find out if you're a maker. All those guys I mentioned to you are makers, or if you are more a commercial guy.
And let's say you're commercial, Bob, and mm-hmm. like you just alluded to, you have that high level of entrepreneurship and creativity. And let's say the people listening to this or some people are not that. Are you recommending go and make sure you mix with those creatives along the way?
Well, I think the first thing, Simon, is to figure out who you are. Like, I'm a commercial guy in a group of very creative people, I think, or people that have had the courage to be themselves through thick and thin. I think that's probably a better description of them. But I'm not that guy. I do not have the aperture for opportunity that a film night has. For instance, when I took him out to follow Tiger Woods the first time at the U.S. Amateur up in Portland, as we were walking back, he said, you know, this kid has a possibility to be the first $1 billion individual athlete in the history of sports. And I thought to myself, how the hell does he know this? He just met him. He didn't even actually meet him. He just watched him. And so I'm walking back thinking, I wonder if we should sign him. And Phil's already like shifted gears and is thinking way forward. And so, you know, if you have to, I believe you have to find your place in this community. So oddly enough, a lot of people who are super creative have zero interest in execution. Makers are fiddlers. Makers will take an X and they'll keep screwing around with it until it turns into an Apple computer. And then their mind wanders off and along comes Guy Kawasaki and said, I think I can help sell those things you dreamed up. You know, and so I'm not Guy Kawasaki, but I'm a guy who luckily imported goods, priced goods, went through the design, development, commercialization stage, you know, with Merrill learning how to do all this stuff. Then I got exposed to Nike, who has this amazing capacity to make things happen. You probably noticed it. You know, and they have a very simple formula there, which is, you know, make world-class product, assign it to a world-class athlete, market the hell out of it with fire, surprise, and audacity. All it takes is money. but still in the back of my mind, it was a great lesson, and I've always tried to think about that as we go along. But I think by assigning myself to the role of trying to help the founder's dream come true, enabled me to work with a lot of people without conflicting with them about who's the creator. And I have deep, deep, deep respect for people who make things.
Cody Horton and his teams have hired thousands of people for organizations such as Deloitte, Microsoft, Walmart, and for clients of his firm, Diversity Recruiters. He talks about personal vision.
I think the people that tend to get into those successful jobs where they really feel great about their career are people that are willing to say, hey, these are the things I like to do, I enjoy doing. Find some opportunities that allow you to do those kinds of things. And then visualize yourself actually in the role. One of the things that I advise candidates to do is if you're looking for a particular job, then put yourself in the mindset that you're already in that role and behave like a person who's in that role would behave. Learn the things they learn, join the groups that they join, and ask the questions that they ask. And what are the questions that you have that you wish you would have known about? So those are some of the things. And then I would say be relentless about going after that opportunity that you're looking for. But the first thing to do is write it down and go, what do I even want to do, right? What is my personal vision and who can help me get there? Because there are lots of people that are willing to help you. If you reached out to someone and said, hey, I want to be the head of engineering for company X, reach out to the engineer, the head of engineering at company X and say, look, I'm early in my job search. I'm early in my career, whatever the answer, whatever you might, your situation might be, and say, would it be possible to talk with you or someone on your team about the path to becoming the head of engineering, right? I mean, and be willing to ask those questions, right? It takes a little bit of risk and it's a numbers game because some people are going to say no, but more people are going to say yes. More people say yes to helping. And if you ask someone to help you, they're more likely to help you, you know, help you get there.
Hannah Ingram Moore has grown businesses across countries and categories for the likes of Fortnum & Mason, Swatch, Mulligberry Group, and The Gap. She's managing director of The Matrix Group and the Captain Tom Foundation. In this segment, she talks about setting extraordinary goals.
Hannah, so just to take you back, it's a wonderful intro and storyline of building, if you like, into the commercial world. I guess like everybody, like you said, you did other things and we all stumbled in some ways as well. Just describe a little bit about the things you can and And also, I guess, the challenges, because you talked about your position then versus women and where they are now. And just a bit about, I guess, to help people in their businesses right now, the What I Wish I Knew side, you know, what things can you give us, male or female, to help us strive?
So I think if I look back, that I didn't define a clear path for myself. And if I, what I wish that I had known was that I was, what I was really good at, nobody told me. It was like a secret that, you know, the careers officer would come in and especially for girls then, that they would say, well, you might make a really good teacher. Maybe you should go into this or that. There was no aspiration, if I'm really honest. And I came through quite a good school system, but no one sat me down ever and said, do you know where your skills lie? We can tell that you're really good at this. So what I wish I had known and who I wish I had met was an inspirational leader or person to direct me earlier in my life. And I think if I could go back and tell myself something, it would be to recognize my own strengths and use those strengths and be proud of them and use them to the best of your abilities and be clear what your path in life is. And I think you only can be clear what your path in life is if you know what you're really good at and know what else you aspire to be. So control your aspirations, understand what they are. Don't be afraid of them. Think big. Like, there's nothing to stop you. Think as big as you can. Why should you think small? Who's telling you to think small? Think as big as you can and try and go there. And I think one of the things that I realize now is that I set myself extraordinary goals, ridiculous goals, because I think I might never meet them. And that keeps me trying to meet them. And I'd say that's another thing. Be really clear with yourselves about what it is you want to achieve. And don't forgive yourself. I mean, of course, don't punish yourself, but don't let yourself off. Like, keep the goals there and keep resolute and determined to achieve them. Lots of people will try and convince you that you shouldn't do it. And I say bah humbug to them, because if you've got it in your mind you want to do it, do not be put off by somebody else. Stay resolute and keep going.
We hope you've enjoyed this brief episode of What I Wish I Knew with Mike Irwin and Simon Dorr. We have full-length interviews of these and other guests posted on our website at whatiwishiknewshow.com. Please like, share, and subscribe to us wherever you find your favorite podcasts. We welcome your feedback too, and any recommendations for topics and other podcast guests. If you have business challenges, we're also available for advisory, boards of directors, and consulting roles. Just send us an email. Our address is hello@whatiwishiknewshow.com.